Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, firefighters continue working to control the wildfires that have broken out across the Los Angeles area.
You wake up one morning and everything is normal, and you go to bed that night and you have nothing.
Nikki Rifkin telling ABC News she's still trying to come to terms with how quickly her family was forced to evacuate and her home burned to the ground. ABC's Kana Whitworth in the Pacific Palisades.
As the smoke cleared, the Palisades village looking more like a war zone than a popular shopping area. Skeletal remains of the businesses unrecognizable. Some homes were spared, but the embers that were blown by the powerful Santa Ana winds would burn homes just next door.
In a little over an hour, the state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington. The nation's 39th president will be honored there. President Biden and all living former presidents will also be there. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that local municipalities are paying more for recycling services while state aid remains flat. According to the report, the operational costs of recycling services grew by about 0.5% each year from 2013 to 2021, but the available state funding for recycling grants has remained at about $20 million since 2011, following a reduction from about $32 million prior. As a result, local government budgets are facing greater strain to fill the gaps with local revenue sources like property taxes. The city of Duluth is taking action to slow the spread of an invasive species. City crews began removing about 100 dead ash trees near Amity Creek this week. The trees were killed by the invasive emerald ash borer, which as of last summer had officially infected every county in the state of Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources officials say they expect the invasive beetles to eventually kill up to 99% of the ash trees across Wisconsin, leading many municipalities to begin removing those trees before they become infected. A number of Barron County towns will receive portions of nearly $5 million in state funding to improve rural roadways. Recipients of the second round of Wisconsin's Agriculture Road Improvement Program awards were recently announced. The town of Clinton will receive about $2.2 million, the town of Barron will receive just under $2 million, and the town of Sioux Creek will receive just under $1 million. The program is meant to improve transportation efficiency in rural areas to cut supply costs for farmers and consumers. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College Hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 25. More light snow tonight. Overall, we're looking at a dusting at best. Not going to be a lot of snow. 17 our low tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 24 with more light snow on the way by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
You know, man, I'm doing fine, man. But you look at the devastation that is happening in California. And all you can do, man, is just pray and be thankful that thus far there's only five people who have lost their lives in what is clearly Calvin, a Holocaust. Did you see the walls of fire, man?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard stories about that. I think they called it on Al Roker on the Today Show, called it like a fire cane or something. That's the winds are just howling. It's not a good situation, and hopefully people can be safe.
You know, Calvin, embers, you see, you know what little embers are. Embers that are traveling through the wind. And embers, generally wind can blow them out if there's nothing that they can attach themselves to. You know what I mean? A little ember, if it attaches itself to something that's moist, the ember is going to go out. But because California has been so dry the last year or two, the atmosphere was right for this to happen. And I guess you could say, you know, when you live in an area, and they're used to winds this time of year, Calvin, but if you're in an environment where there's little, if any, rain and wind that attaches itself to dry vegetation, right? You can imagine the vegetation is, you know, dry. There hasn't been much rain. And so they're used to things like this happen, but not with, as you stated, hurricane winds, man. And so I want to say, because I want to talk a couple minutes about this. You know, we hope and pray that Tom from L.A., you know, one of our avid listeners and callers, is fine, and you know that he gets through it. And others, you know, many of us have loved ones who live in California. And, you know, this is a crisis for the nation, Calvin, not just people who live in California. Is it safe to say that?
Well, yeah. I mean, California is one of, I think, the third or fourth most populous state. Might be higher than that.
Yeah, it's number one.
It is number one then. Yeah, and if it were its own country, it would be one of the largest economies in the world. It produces a lot of our agriculture and produce. It's going to be devastating.
There's no question. So there's several things that I want to touch on, you know, as we move forward with this. You know, at least 130,000 residents are under evacuation orders because of the fires in Los Angeles County. Red flag warnings remained in effect for L.A. County and much of Ventura County through Thursday. More than 2,000 homes and businesses and other buildings have been damaged or destroyed. And again, and only through God's grace, only five people have lost their lives from this. And you could venture to say, you know, towards the end of last year, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans were talking about doing away with FEMA. Maybe you guys don't remember that, but I do. Can you imagine if there was no FEMA? As it stands, to support, you know, California in this time and the amount of money that is going to take to rebuild her and the decades that it's going to take to rebuild her, you know, can't be done without the federal government. You know, and so, you know, there are going to be other tragedies. It's only, for heaven's sakes, the ninth day of the year. And so there are going to be tragedies, more and more tragedies in this year. And so, you know, what are you going to do? There have to be resources to help the American people. You know, I don't care if the resources come from the military, so be it. You know, support the American people. What are you talking about? You know, and let me get to the crux of why I'm so animated about this, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Where's my here's why I have such a hard time dealing with conservatives or Republicans or MAGAs or actually people who lack humanity. At a time like this, there should be unity. There should be no bickering between Democrats and Republicans, for heaven's sakes. If you had any compassion or a heart that wasn't made of stone, you wouldn't be looking to seize upon this horrific event and say, well, the Democrats, it's because of the Democrats. But guess what? The guy who's getting ready to inhabit the White House for a second time around, he can't resist. And so he blames Democrats, well, Democratic policies. And then Elon Musk joins in. What kind of vermin are we talking about and dealing with? As people have watched their entire lives destroyed, where's the compassion? We just are about to bury one of the most compassionate men who ever inhabited the White House. And then we're going to bring in a monster who will be one who is worse than any other that has ever inhabited the White House. What a contrast. And then I go to the phone lines. Republicans are seizing on the catastrophic wildfires that tore through the Los Angeles area early Wednesday, blaming Democratic policies for the deadly wind-fueled configurations that forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. What? Republicans are seizing on the catastrophic wildfires? And so they're blaming Democrats? President-elect Donald Trump lashed out at Governor Gavin Newsom on yesterday, calling the fires virtually apocalyptic and blaming the governor, pointing his finger at state rules protecting endangered species for limiting the amount of water that gets south from North Carolina. Listen to this. I will demand that this incompetent governor allow beautiful, clean, fresh water to flow into California, Trump wrote on Truth Social. He is to blame for this. Wait a minute. Even if you support Donald Trump, how can you say this is the right thing to say at this time? Who in their right mind could support this? And then Elon Musk chimed in, retweeting a comment by libs of TikTok criticizing the delay in building dams and calling Gavin Newsom crazy. Los Angeles officials said Wednesday morning that the Palisades and Eaton fires had killed at least five people. Now, let me go here. So here's what the governor's response, Governor Newsom's response was. Newsom girding for a fight, he hit back at Trump on Wednesday, calling the water restoration declaration Trump cited pure fiction. The governor is focused on protecting people, not playing politics, and making sure firefighters have all the resources they need, Newsom's press office said in the Post. Newsom also poured billions of dollars into better forest management and firefighting technology since Trump first suggested Californians rake their forests in his first term. But the governor's effort made little difference as hurricane-level winds upward of 100 miles per hour fanned the flames through canyons and dense urban coastal neighborhoods. Newsom quickly took the offensive against Trump, who has previously threatened to withhold disaster aid to California over its political leanings on Tuesday at a press conference in Los Angeles. Did you hear what I just said? Trump has threatened to withhold disaster aid to California over its political leanings on Tuesday at a press conference. 855-752-4842. My God. This is the man. This is the person that you, that many of you think is the man to lead our nation. Here is a crisis, and this is how he responds. 855-752-4842. It's Thursday. Oh, and by the way, Dr. Omar will be back next week. He's on a well-deserved vacation, so we got some time. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Your thoughts.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Legislation unveiled Monday by the New Hampshire Senate would change the state's four presidential electoral votes from winner-take-all to proportional, based on which party wins its two congressional districts. Gerrymander the districts, and you guarantee more votes for your presidential candidate. Senate Bill 11 would have New Hampshire join Maine and Nebraska as the only states which have proportional electoral votes, and would apportion them based on which party wins Congressional District 1 or 2. In November, the state's congressional seats went to Democrats, Representative Chris Pappas and newcomer Maggie Goodlander, yet the state House, Senate, governorship, and governor's executive council all went red, in large part to gerrymandered voting districts. Gerrymandered, except the districts for Congress. A 2022 proposal by the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee radically gerrymandered the districts, guaranteeing the District 1 congressional seat for Republicans. So radical, in fact, that Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Chris Sununu surprised his own party by vetoing the map and proposing his own competitive map similar to that of previous decades. New Hampshire's incoming governor, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, may not have such competitive compulsions. With a Republican House and Senate behind her, a gerrymandered congressional district could be a twofer for Republicans, both in New Hampshire and in the presidential race. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And as I was stating, this horrific scene that is playing out in real life in L.A., but we see it on television, and I don't know how any human being can ignore what they see before their own eyes. And especially those who live in California, in L.A. in particular, and somehow play politics, man. You know, that's what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing. So let me do this. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee quickly. Hey, good morning to you, Al. Thanks for hanging on. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. I spoke with my daughter-in-law last night. She lives in West Covina, which is the suburb of Los Angeles. Those things they call embers are like charcoal. They're bits and pieces of trees and other things that have gotten so hot when they fly through the air, the flame doesn't out.
Yeah,
every night, my...
Go ahead, Al.
And you said every night my grandson is watering down the roof on the house and what have you. They're about 35 miles away from where the major part of the storm is hitting right now. And I told them to pack it up and get out of there. So they got family in Chicago. They got family in Milwaukee. They got family in a number of places in the country that they can go to. But it's too dangerous. I got three great-grandchildren there, and it's time for them to get the heck out.
The fact that Donald Trump, we don't expect anything different, you know, from a person who lacks a heart. But, you know, you would think that even a person who doesn't have any heart, in the face of this, wouldn't say what he's saying, man. And then talking about holding back. I mean, what is that, man? That's a beast. in human form.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A week ago when I talked to you about population control and
right.
killing off people. Everything like this that's going on is things that Donald Trump will support if it reduces population and opens up resources for him and his buddies to get more money. That's all this is about. And his comments are reflective of that.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Hey, it's Tom from L.A., man. It's good to hear that you are safe, at least. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. It's first off, there's a real special place in hell for anybody that makes this into a political thing. I just want to tell you before people like Gary and Dave and CJ and these idiots call up your show. Sorry, I'm a little bit angry and upset. But you know what? They're going to come out and say, oh, it's because California did this or California did that. You know what? I know they know what $1 billion is. I don't know if they know quantity what $1 billion is. We have 10 million people, 10 million people in Los Angeles County alone. And you know what? We're damn lucky that we don't have little other fires sprawling up from the homeless people that are trying to stay warm at night. We're lucky that we don't have someone that's crazy that's lighting a match, because it only takes one person. Last night, I had to go rescue my friend because she has a broken kneecap. She can't get the hell out of her house, and she's up by the Runyon Canyon fires. So I got her and brought her to my house. And I'm only probably about 15 miles away, but I'm on the flats, that I don't have to worry as much. We haven't had internet for 2 days. We haven't had electricity for 2 days. I take that back. I have, because I have a solar backup power system, so therefore I've had electricity. But all of my neighbors, all of the people do not have electricity. This is not a time. You know, this is a... This is a Mother Nature
yes.
disaster. This is climate catastrophe, people. We have a fire season that went from June to August. We now have, and then we would have a Santa Ana wind situation that would happen in January. But because of the dryness that has happened in our summer months, this, and because we've had no rain for 6 months, this is what happens. Now you have the Santa Ana winds that, again, I want to set a record straight. I want to be like Susan and put out the facts. They're going to try to say, oh, it's because the fire hydrants are no water in them. BS. You know what? They have done water drops and water drops and water drops. The first day when it was 70-mile-an-hour winds, they could not do a water drop, because when you do a water drop, the water just flies.
Right.
It doesn't go on the targeted place.
Hey, Tom, hang on. Other guy, you other guys, hang on the line. We're definitely going to come to you. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You know, for Donald Trump and Elon Musk to you know, talk about this is because of Democrats. Come on, man. These are heartless people. They lack compassion. They are monsters. But what does Donald Trump and Elon Musk get out of this? 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents that it's not too late to get vaccinated amid an uptick in respiratory viruses. According to DHS data, only about 30% of Wisconsin residents have gotten a flu shot this year, and about 15% have gotten an updated COVID vaccine. Officials are also recommending more residents get vaccinated against RSV, especially pregnant women, older adults, and infants. The state has seen a jump in respiratory viruses this year, especially cases of whooping cough and norovirus. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say a new strain may be the cause behind the unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to DHS officials, outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. This winter, however, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state, including at UW-Eau Claire. Experts believe that increase is due to a new strain of the virus that most residents haven't built an immunity to yet. The Salvation Army of Barron County is celebrating a strong fundraising effort through their Red Kettle campaign. According to organization officials, this season's campaign raised nearly $100,000, exceeding last year's total by about $8,000. They say volunteers for the campaign spent a total of 645 hours ringing their bells out in the community. The money raised will be used for the operating costs of the Family House Shelter in the county, which offers essential services for the unhoused population. The city of Superior is considering expanding an initiative to add second-story housing options for buildings with ground floor storefronts. Cities across Wisconsin are struggling with the increased price of homes and the overall lack of housing stock. Planning officials say the city of Superior needs at least 1,000 more housing units to meet the current need. One solution would be working with the owners of retail properties to create more housing in existing buildings with things like tax incentives or low-interest loan programs. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 25. More light snow tonight. Overall, we're looking at a dusting at best. Not going to be a lot of snow. 17 our low tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 24 with more light snow on the way by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blowing.
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 Yes, it is.
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the horrific, Holocaust that's taking place in L.A. And, I talked about, you know, Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the horrific things they had to say. Tom from L.A., who's there. Tom, I wanted to give you another opportunity to say a few more words. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to say, you know, when you have 10 million people in the city of Los Angeles alone, in the county of L.A., I'm sorry, and you have 5 fatalities, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It is.
What our government has done here in the state of California. We have the most preparedness. We have the most alerts on our text phones, our texts. We have so much stuff put together that there is nothing more that a state or local government could do in terms of having people prepared. So, you know, my hat's off to them. And like I said, anybody that calls in and says anything that doesn't know anything about California except for what they see on Fox News, realize 10 million people in L.A. County alone. Now, you tell me how you could actually take a Mother Nature, you know, climate catastrophe type situation. And I've had friends that have lost everything, their homes, everything. But you know what? We have ourselves. We're okay. Our families are okay. And we will rebuild. In fact, this is probably one of the first times in Earl where I have felt more loyal to this state of California than I have in my 25 years of living here.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Prayers are with you, man. Stay in touch. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, it's a sad day when people like Tom, which has been very respectful, at least to me, I don't know about CJ, but calling me an idiot and all sorts of stuff.
Gary, this is not about you. I'm asking you. I'm saying what Donald Trump and Elon Musk have said during this time. What are your thoughts about that? It's not about you, man. It's about all of these people and a nation that should be pulling together in the face of this crisis. What are your thoughts about that?
Back in 2018, Donald Trump stood aside Newsom and told him what they need to do now that he's coming in as the new governor. These are the things that you need to do to protect from fires and stuff like that. Now, obviously, this is horrible what's happening out there, and nobody feels more bad than,
than Donald Trump. Okay, go ahead.
Donald Trump was trying to warn them and tell them that you cannot tear these dams down to protect the smelt. Okay, you can't do that.
Hey, Gary, I can see you've been listening to conservative talk, because that's the foolishness I'm hearing from them. But go ahead.
Okay. What about the L.A. Mayor? Okay, she's out in Africa.
Hey, Gary, she has every right to be where she is. That's what governors do. Okay, that's what mayors do. She didn't know that this was coming. Okay, so I don't. You know, this is just ridiculous, man. You guys are ridiculous. You repeat the foolishness you hear on conservative talk shows. Can't you think independently, man? Is this a time to sit here and blame a mayor who's somewhere doing things to do something to make their state better and work commerce? That's what mayors do, man.
You know, I've been calling up for 8 years with you. I've never been so mad in my entire life. Normally, I call up and I'm just fine.
I don't care about you being mad.
And gets on the air and starts blaming, calling me an idiot. And
hey, Gary, this is not about you, okay? This is about what Donald Trump and Elon Musk, a man who is supposed is about to become the president of the United States, and at a crisis where the nation should be pulling together, he's playing politics.
No, he's telling them that he warned them back in 2018 that you have to go out there and you got to cut the brush, you got to do this.
Do you think that they didn't do that, man? Do you really, in your right mind, think that this has happened because they didn't cut brush?
Earl, did he blow up the dams? What about the fire hydrants that don't have any water?
Okay, Gary, thank you very much for the call, man. Hey, Mike from Kenosha, you want to have a stab at it, man?
Yeah, you know what? I'll take this one by the throat. To be demonized, any American, these are all American citizens. These are the leaders, the local leaders of California, one of the most significant pieces of real estate on earth. They have high tech, high paying jobs. They have beautiful scenery, beautiful. And what are we getting from these right monsters? And they're not humans, they're monsters. Demonizing, finding fault, can't wait to poke somebody in the eye. It's got to be someone's fault here, right?
Yes.
It's got to be. This is who they are. You know, Gary, you're talking about your feelings being hurt. Your leader is disrespecting everybody. Your leader does this to everybody who doesn't agree with him. Gary, come on. You know, until we get our heads, you know, into the bright sunshine and begin talking and working together, we're going to get stuck in this divide and conquer conflict in perpetuity. You know, I'm just disappointed, will be the word I'm going to use, that we have fellow Americans that just can't wait to demonize others, find fault in others when people are running for their lives, they're losing everything.
Yes.
You know? And meanwhile, you know, these wannabe, you know, too big to fail, too big to jail, too big to hold accountable oligarchs, they're just laughing at us. They're making ungodly amounts of money. They're getting rich beyond. They could never spend enough. It's infuriating to listen and watch while, you know, our neighbors and our fellow Americans are in such
well, you know,
stress.
I know that Gary's repeating the exact same thing that I heard Republican leadership on Fox News and on a radio station, because I listen to conservatives talk. So I know when I come in here exactly what they've said. He's repeating the exact same thing that they said. So why can't you, in the face of this crisis, do what we all should do, pull together and support fellow Americans? Because that could be any of us. Thank you very much for the call, Mike. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up next.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. You, Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, are just a bunch of excuses. They were warned. They've been warned for years. And Gary's right.
Oh, so this happened because they were warned and they didn't do what Donald Trump said? Is that what you're telling me, man?
They were warned by more than that.
Warned of what? What were they warned of, CJ? What were they warned of?
Controlled burns, water management. They've done a crappy job protecting certain forms of water.
Hey, CJ, did they have anything to do with the fact that there has not been, that they're so far under the rain that they normally get, almost dry record. What does that have to do with that? Why have they not been getting rain? Is that their fault?
The Democrats' fault, Earl.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Jim from Brookfield, you want to get us a shot, man?
Good morning, Earl. You asked what does Mr. Trump and Elon Musk get out of this? Well, obviously scoring cheap political points at the expense of others, which is immoral, playing politics. Also very good at controlling the blame game. But also, first and foremost, taking full advantage of that old adage, never let a good disaster or...
go to waste.
Exactly. And they're taking full advantage of that. And the hypocrisy is just overwhelming. Let's go back just recently, right, during the election, during the hurricane that devastated North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Within hours, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, allegedly people of the cloth and faith, they got Trump in there. They parachuted him in as close to the disaster area as they could, and they stood next to him at a press conference. There's Donald Trump. He's going to make everything right, and this disaster and the fact North Carolina was washed away was all because Harrison Biden used your good old hard-earned money from FEMA to go to illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Nothing to do with disaster.
Oh, man.
They took full advantage of that, and that's full immoral. So now they're saying in California, well, guess what? We're going to control the narrative. It's the blaming of the Democrats. And going back to Gary's comments, and in 2018, Mr. Trump stood there and told him exactly what to do. That's total nonsense. Trump has no idea what to do or how to control this. Let's go back to just recently, again, before the election, and just this past fall, he's out in California having some rambling, nonsensical press conference where he's talking about some big lake up in California. What all they have to do is turn on the spigot in Southern California and all the water they need. And people at this press conference are looking at this like, what is this man talking about? But of course, that doesn't get press. And you know, again, the press just normalized what Trump says, but he has no clue what's going on. He would have no clue how to control an environment to protect, you know, from fires or disasters than a kindergartner, you know. And all I have to do is go back to that press conference he held just in not in 2018, but in 2024, and see how nonsensical this man is.
Hey, Jim, great, great stuff, man. You're right about North Carolina. I forgot about it. 855-752-4842. Hang on, guys.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the horrific situation that's happening in L.A. And if you're just joining us, as I was reading the responses by Republicans and Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and you can't say after Republicans won that it's time for us to come together. As I keep hearing people say, well, it's time for us to, you know, put a pin in it. Republicans are in charge. We've got to work together. And we've got to support, you know, because Donald Trump, you know, has a mandate, and he has this mandate, and so we got to support him. And then he makes statements like this, right? It's one thing to make statements about, you know, renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, and, you know, and taking over Greenland and all, you know, so you can say those kind of crazy things. But, man, when people are at wit's end and people don't know where they're going to go and they've lost everything, you need people to come together. And the things that this man has said, it's absolutely unacceptable, expected, but unacceptable. He's not alone. Republicans are repeating the same thing like two guys who called here earlier. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, growing up in Marin County, California, in the early 70s, we had somewhat of a fire like this that burned through the hill section of Marin County, and it was awful. It was god-awful. But, you know, when I look back and look at people and you listen to Gary and you listen to this knucklehead CJ, you know, there's a sinister thing going on here, and if the corporate news doesn't wake up, they're going to be without sponsors because more and more people are going to continue to pull away from corporate news. Now, they're following this fire like nobody's business, but you know what's not getting any play? The fact that the Amish people went to North Carolina and built tiny homes for the people there out of their own pockets to help the people in North Carolina, because as the government left for the holiday, they because of Elon Musk, they pulled the money that those people were supposed to be getting to get back on their feet and get rebuilding done and build their communities back. But the Amish people went down there themselves and built like 20 or 30 small homes so people would have a warm, safe place to sleep. That's not getting any press at all. So the corporate press loves this battling. They love it, and it's a tough thing. But people need to get to the Earl Ingram show, and they need to get on the internet, and they need to start doing their homework and studying. Otherwise, this divide that we're fighting is never going to end.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you for the kind words. Hey, Ann from Chippewa Falls, good morning to you. Your thoughts?
Divide and conquer. Wisconsin should know all about this. Divide and conquer. That's what's happening on Fox Entertainment because it's not news. And is Jimmy Carter, since he died, is that the Democrats' fault too? This is what I want the Republicans to do. Just question these things. We have more in common than we don't. Why don't they question these weird things that President Trump says? I mean, they think whatever he says is the truth. They don't question anything. And this is divide and conquer. And I hope they're listening because this is what they're doing to our country. And it's a sad, it's a very sad. And I agree with your last caller. You need to question, you need to go on some legit news like civic media. I think civic media is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger because more people can hash out these things and realize that what Donald Trump is doing is the same thing Scott Walker did in our state. Divide and conquer. That's all I have to say.
Well, you know, Ann, before you go, you know, when this kind of thing is happening and you are in leadership, you know, leadership is not pointing the finger at somebody. Can you imagine? If Jimmy Carter was alive while this situation occurred, you'd never hear Jimmy Carter saying, well, I told you so, or we told you. Jimmy Carter would be marshaling the forces of our government to do everything within his power to support the American people. Isn't that what we're looking for in leadership, Ann?
Yes, exactly. And you know what? If President Biden stood up there and blamed a governor of a state, I would question that. And he has never done that. I haven't seen one president blame a governor of a state for this catastrophe.
Well, we just saw one. Thank you very much for the call. And guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Leaving the Capitol. The casket holding the remains of former President Jimmy Carter being moved from the rotunda to the National Cathedral in Washington. ABC's Terry Moran is there with more on the state funeral, which begins shortly.
The nation will pay a final formal farewell
to Jimmy Carter with the high honors and solemn ceremony of a state funeral here at the National Cathedral. It's the culmination of more than a week of tributes to our 39th president, a man who came out of a small town in Georgia and spent nearly his entire adult life in service to his country and the wider world. All five of the nation's living presidents will be here today. That's a rare gathering, politics put aside for a moment.
President Biden will be delivering one of the eulogies. Former President Jimmy Carter will be buried in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He heads back there later today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.